Well, let's check high school softball last night around the area. Hawkeye 10 play saw Sydney beat Shenandoah 10-9. Logan Magnolia in 9 innings over Harlan 8-7. Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 9-6. Western Iowa Conference softball, it was Tri-Center edging Riverside 8-7. Underwood down Thomas Jefferson 4-1. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Boyer Valley over Arweva 10-4. At the Pride of Iowa, Lenox beat Orient Maxburg 10-0. Nottoway Valley over Mormon Trail 9-1. Boys baseball last night from the Hawkeye 10. It was Glenwood over St. Albert 5-4. Shenandoah beat Fremont Mills 14-6. In the Corner Conference, Orient Maxburg over East Mills 9-5. Western Iowa Conference play saw Audubon beat Whiting 16-1. AHSTW over Essex 17-4. In the Rolling Valley, Cam over West Harrison 11-3. Coon Rapids Bayard edging Exira EHK 3-1. Glidden-Ralston over Adair Casey 12-8. Arweva top Boyer Valley 14-4. In the Pride of Iowa, West Central Valley beat Nottoway Valley 9-7 in baseball last night. In Major League Baseball, George Springer hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning, and the Houston Astros completed a two-game sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals with a 4-1 victory last night. Tony Sipp got the last out of the seventh in relief of Colin McHugh. Carlos Correa's two-run single off Trevor Rosenthal made it a three-run lead in the ninth inning, and then Will Harris finished it for his fifth save in as many chances. The Astros are 15-7 since moving Springer to the leadoff spot ahead of Jose Altuve. Card starter Adam Wainwright works 7 innings, a 4-hit ball, and Greg Garcia, batting for the pitcher in the bottom half, hit an RBI single off of McHugh to open up the scoring, but that's all the Cards could muster. Also in interleague play yesterday, Colorado beat the Yankees 6-3, Toronto over Philadelphia 7-2. In the National League, Dodgers over Arizona 3-2, San Diego beat Miami 6-3, Giants over Milwaukee 10-1, Washington outlasting the Chicago Cubs in 12 innings 5-4, the Mets over Pittsburgh 11-2, Atlanta beat Cincinnati in 13 innings 9-8. Salvador Perez homered for the second straight night. Ian Kennedy kept the Cleveland Indians quiet, and the Kansas City Royals finished off a three-game sweep with a 9-4 victory on Wednesday. Perez hit a three-run shot during a go-ahead fifth inning against Corey Kluber when Eric Hosmer added two RBIs, and Whit Merrifield remained hot to help Kansas City win its fifth straight. The Royals have won 9 straight at home. That's their best stretch since 2003. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was Boston beating Baltimore by a final of 6-4. Also, Tampa Bay over Seattle 3-2 in 13 innings. The White Sox beating Detroit 5-3. Texas 7-5 over Oakland, and the Angels beat Minnesota by a count of 10-2. The St. Louis Cardinals signed switch-hitting outfielder Dylan Carlson, one of 3 first-round draft picks, along with 19 other players. Carlson took batting practice at Busch Stadium on Wednesday, not long after signing his contract. Scouting director Randy Flores says Carlson would be assigned to Jupiter of the Class A Gulf Coast League. Flores said the team was making good progress on other negotiations. The 17-year-old Carlson from Elk Grove High School in California was the 33rd overall pick. The Cardinals also signed fourth-rounder Jeremy Martinez, a catcher from Southern California, and sixth-rounder Tommy Edman, a shortstop from Stanford. The Cards have signed 6 of their 12 picks in the first 10 rounds. The Royals designated infielder Omar Infante for assignment before Wednesday's game against the Cleveland Indians, likely ending his rather unproductive tenure in Kansas City. Infante has struggled with injuries since signing a $30.25 million 4-year deal prior to the 2014 season. Unless he's traded or claimed on waivers, both unlikely, the Royals would owe him the remainder of the $7.75 million due this season, $8 million on his contract next season, and a $2 million buyout for the 2018 season. The 34-year-old Infante has gradually lost playing time to Whit Merrifield and others. He was hitting just .239 with 11 RBIs in 39 games. He hit .220 in 124 games last season when an injury sidelined him during the Royals' run to the World Series title. Kansas City recalled left-hander Brian Flynn to take that roster spot. Well, the 116th U.S. Open is underway this morning at Oakmont Country Club in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. Andres Gonzalez has the early lead on the course. He's through 6 holes at 2 under par. Amateur Scottie Scheffler is among a handful of golfers who are at 1 under par on the course. Scheffler's through 7 holes. Andrew Landry through 5. Romain Wattel through 3. Kevin Streelman through 3 holes. James Hahn through 2 holes. And Luke Donald through his first hole are all 1 under par. In the early stages of today's tournament, a number of golfers will continue to tee off through the day. Nearly 2 o'clock will be the final tee time for this afternoon Central Time at Oakmont. Well, Golden State will be without center Andrew Bogut for the rest of the NBA Finals. He suffered a knee injury in Game 5 of that series and will need 6 to 8 weeks to recover. But Golden State will have Draymond Green back for tonight's Game 6 in Cleveland after he served a one-game suspension in Game 5. Golden State has a 3-2 lead in the series as they try for a second straight NBA title. Kyle Larson, interim crew chief Phil Surgeon, has been fined $25,000, and the Chip Ganassi racing team has lost 15 driver points and 15 owner points for infractions at the race in Michigan last weekend. The number 42 Chevrolet failed a post-race inspection, violating rules relating to actions detrimental to stock car racing and vehicle inspection measurements by NASCAR. Well, the Carolina Hurricanes have acquired forwards Teuvo Teravainen and Brian Bickell from the Chicago Blackhawks in exchange for a couple of draft picks. Carolina sent a second-round pick in the 2016 draft, the 50th overall, and a third-round pick next year to Chicago, which saves significant salary cap space. Teravainen had 13 goals and 22 assists for 35 points in his first full NHL season. He had 4 goals and 6 assists during the Blackhawks Stanley Cup run a year ago. Hundreds of friends and acquaintances joined the Gordie Howe's family at the funeral service to say goodbye to the hockey great. That service followed Tuesday's day-long public visitation in Joe Louis Arena, where thousands of people waited to pay their final respects to Howe. Among those in attendance at the funeral service were NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Hall of Famer Wayne Gretzky, who wore number 99 as a player in honor of Howe, who wore number 9. Howe died last Friday at the age of 88. An estimated 400,000 fans gathered in downtown Pittsburgh for the 2016 Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins victory parade. Some began lining up 12 hours ahead of time in drizzle. That parade came 7 years to the day after a 2009 parade celebrating the team's last Stanley Cup championship. That parade drew nearly 400,000 people. The Penguins clinched the championship with a 3-1 victory Sunday night against the San Jose Sharks. Rain or shine, the forecast calls for plenty of mud at the county sports complex in Des Moines on Saturday morning when the Iowa Games hosts an annual mud run. Spokesman Corey Kennedy says the run offers competition for the whole family.
We have a little muddy buddy, which is for those under 5 years old, and they'll only go about 200 meters, and they just get to go out and run through a little one of our bigger mud pits and then turn around and come back. But it's just a fun thing for them to do, and they can come out and be like mom or dad. You know, mom and dad are running our next level up is a 1 mile, and then we have a 3 mile.
This is the fifth year for the Mud Run, which started in 2012 with 250 runners. There'll be a mud volleyball tournament at the complex as well. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.